USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The Republican-controlled House yesterday passed three annual appropriations bills, but Congress is still headed towards a partial government shutdown. Homeland Security passed 220 to 208, Defense passed 218 to 210, State Department and Foreign Operations passed 216 to 212. A former U.S. Department of Justice prosecutor whose work includes sending people to prison over January 6 has been arrested. Accused of stabbing a Florida man in a road rage fight on a bridge outside Tampa, Florida. Florida Highway Patrol is reporting troopers arrested 38-year-old Patrick Douglas Scruggs on the Howard Franklin Bridge after he allegedly hacked up a 35-year-old man with a pocket knife. Scruggs is accused of smashing through the window and stabbing the other driver multiple times. The victim was taken to the hospital with serious injuries, but is expected to survive. Scruggs was released on a $65,000 surety bond. Elon Musk toured the southern border in Eagle Pass, Texas yesterday and warned some pretty extreme migrants are crossing into the United States as he offered a personal view. Musk, the owner of X, was accompanied by Texas Representative Tony Gonzalez during his visit. Eagle Pass declared a state of emergency last week over the unprecedented arrival of millions of illegal immigrants under President Biden's watch. For decades, researchers have assumed the inevitable. Rechargeable batteries will fail. But researchers at the Department of Energy's Pacific Northwest National Laboratory reported yesterday it's more of a design flaw in the battery. The researchers concluded that minimizing the organic components in the solid electrolyte interface would enable the batteries to have longer, useful life. Today is officially AFL Grand Final Friday for those in the rugby world. We are USA News.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you are making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt, that's what you do. It's not your fault. It's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-503-7846. 800-503-7846. 800-503-7846. That's 800-503-7846.
House lawmakers from the Oversight Committee kicked off the President Joe Biden impeachment inquiry yesterday.
The House Oversight Committee is examining potential improper gains from his son Hunter's foreign business dealings during his vice presidency.
President Biden has lied to the American people about his knowledge of and participation in his family's corrupt business schemes.
Committee Chair James Comer alleges that Biden misused his position for family financial benefit, but Democrat Jamie Raskin of Maryland dismisses it as a baseless and debunked accusation. I'm John Schaefer.
The second Republican presidential debate drew an average of 9.5 million viewers throughout the broadcast on Fox News, streaming channels, and its Spanish language partner Univision. The debate was last night at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, California. That's northwest of Los Angeles. The advertising gem demographic of adults ages 25 to 54 only measured 1.9 million viewers, according to data from Nielsen Media Research. Many have seen the new entertainment venue in Las Vegas, Nevada, called the Sphere. The round building is 366 feet tall and 516 feet in diameter. It's covered with 160,000 square feet of 16K resolution LED screens. Tonight, the inside opens up with rock band U2 starting a residency there now through December 16th. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
800-694-1127. 800-694-1127. That's 800-694-1127.